Welcome to the Your Courageous Life podcast, where we discuss psychology and tools to help you create better habits, cultivate discipline, and live with courage, aka grit and emotional resilience. I'm your host, Kate Swoboda. Learn more about my books and get additional resources at yourcourageouslife.com. And now, here's today's episode. All right, today I am talking about the number one, the top, the numero uno, the very, 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 very best strength that I think you can leverage in life. And I'll talk about how to do that. And it's consistency. Okay? And I wanted to talk about this because I think there's a way in which people think that to do something well, to be a high performer, to be a goal setter, go-getter, that you have to be really amazing, be really talented, all of that. Nope, actually, consistency. Consistency is going to get you farther than anything else. And it's used in multiple domains, right? Consistency is part of being reliable and dependable, and that impacts your relationships with others. Consistency is also, of course, part of finding ways to crush your goals. And when you are becoming more consistent, one thing that's important is going beyond a mentality of, I'm just going to try to be more consistent and take actionable strategies. I'm all about the skill development piece of this. So I will be talking about how you can develop the skill of consistency. And I will actually end today's podcast by talking about the number one decision you can make that will end problems with consistency in your life forever. And some of you might be kind of surprised because if I'm talking about top strength is consistency, some of you probably thought that the top strength I would suggest you leverage is courage, right? Your Courageous Life podcast, all of that. Absolutely want people to become stronger and more courageous. But here's the thing. Courage is expressed as a series of actions, but it's really about the quality of feeling afraid yet deciding to dive in anyway, despite the fear. The strength of consistency is about follow through and setting up ways for yourself to know that you'll do what you say you're going to do consistently, and you may not feel particularly afraid when doing that. So for instance, I have some skills around consistency when it comes to exercise. With those skills around consistency, with exercise, I'm not afraid usually, right? If I set a new big goal, that's kind of scary. That's always different. But generally speaking, I'm not afraid. It's just the ability to show up consistently is the strength that I'm leveraging, I guess you could say. And the ability to show up consistently in one area then can be applied to another area. So I'm going to talk about how you can actually build that skill and get more consistent in today's episode. If you think I'm really great at consistency, I don't really need to work on this, come up with the thing that you are most resistant around. The thing you know you should do, air quotes should, but you don't do. And then use the tips that I'm going to be giving you today for that. The tips that I give today, they're not going to be anything earth-shattering, but my hope is that you leave today's podcast episode going, all right, I know I need to be doing more of X, Y, and Z. I haven't been consistent about it. Now I'm going to actually apply these strategies and come away from the episode going, okay, time to get consistent. All right. So this is a theme around the Your Courageous Life podcast. Actions, getting clear on them, plotting them out. So first thing, if you want to learn the skill in an actionable way, develop it, become good at it, of being consistent, get clear on the actions you're taking and plot them out. You don't have to plot them out for an entire year. I don't know. You don't even really have to plot them out for an entire month. It's just get clear on the actions you're taking, plot them out. You could do it over the course of a week and then you could revisit and do it week by week by week. When your actions change every day, or if you approach something that you want to achieve or get better at or a goal you've set, and every day you are coming to that goal, let's say, with a clean slate. You don't have a set of actions that you will take to fulfill the goal. You're sitting down, you're going, okay, today I'm going to work on that goal. but I don't have the actions for that goal plotted out, it's harder to know what to do to get started. I'll give the example of, you know, if you're working on growing your business, there are so many directions you could go in. If you tell yourself, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to work on my business every morning before I start my full-time job, right? Like, so you've got a side hustle, you're trying to develop it before you go to work at the full-time job. If you sit down in the morning and go, you know what? That's my goal. I'm just going to put time into it every day before my full-time job. What's going to happen is that with all these different directions you could go in for growing your business, and you don't know specifically which one you're going to work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever, it's harder to get started. Your efforts will be unfocused. And it's also, coming back to consistency, it's less motivating to show up for something and not know how you're going to use your time. Now, I am of the belief that motivation is best when it comes from an intrinsic source, so it comes from within. I believe that motivation is something that you can cultivate in different ways. And I've done a podcast episode on how to get and stay motivated to try to help you. And at the end of the day, a lot of motivation comes down to, even if you don't feel like it, you just do it. And the motivation comes not from feeling like it, but from the desire or motivation to be consistent. So particularly with anything creative, and I think creating a business is a creative act, it's less motivating to show up for something and not know how you're going to use your time. And anytime you're less motivated, it's just another friction point for consistency. Why make it harder on yourself? Why not try to do what you can to make it easier to be more consistent? So with creative work, really have an idea of what it is you're going to do. With exercise goals, have an idea of what it is you're going to do. I also think, have a backup plan. So I'll give a personal example. I write fiction. I'm working on a novel right now. I've been working on it for a few years. And one thing that I've set up for myself for if I have writer's block around the writing of the novel itself is I have a book of random writing prompts. And if I'm having a rough writing day, just pull a random prompt and write about that. And in that way, it's a way of staying consistent with the writing practice itself. So that even if I'm not creating, you know, the best new chapter of the novel, I'm still staying consistent with the writing practice. So whatever it is you want to be consistent on working on, an exercise goal, a business goal, a creative goal, whatever it is, make sure you know what actions you want to take, plot them out. And if it's just not flowing, it's just not happening, maybe like for an exercise goal, it's like, your shoulders are just super sore and you have it in the plan that you're going to be doing some like overhead presses, which are going to make them more sore. Have a backup plan. Okay, if my shoulders are super sore, I'll, you know, do a little bit of time on a bike or, you know, I'll take a long walk or, you know, whatever would be your contingency plan in that case. But just get clear on the actions you're taking and plot them out. Next, look for and remove friction points. Okay, if you want to stay consistent, you got to do a little bit of risk mitigation and see what are those things that might cause me to not be consistent. So I've been throwing out a lot of examples so far this month. Big theme that I've been looking at this month of is about cultivating confidence. So that's why a lot of recent episodes have talked about these sorts of examples. So let's say you want to write a business or write a book. You want to work on a business. You're going to train for the marathon. Marathons are definitely on my mind because I've mentioned that I'm training for an ultra right now and I'm totally nervous about it. Let's say you've got these goals, you've identified how you're going to consistently work towards these goals each day. Fantastic. Now look for and remove friction points. A friction point is anything that will cause friction or challenge or a challenge for you in actually executing what you need to execute in order to be consistent. And they can even be really little things. So here's a couple of examples. I'm going to go back to the business example. You decide, I want to work on my business in the mornings before I start my 9-to-5 job, my work job. Great plan. But if you tend to get pings from your 9-to-5 before it's actually 9 o'clock, those pings are a distraction that cause friction. It's tiny, right? Like you can probably remove the distraction. But rather than, you know, work, trying to work on your business, trying to work on your website, trying to write a sales page, trying to do some outreach, and like having these pings come in that are distracting you, remove the friction point. Just do something such as put your phone in airplane mode immediately after waking up. Or let's say you're training for a marathon or in some way getting consistent with exercise. A friction point might be getting out of the house on time. And it's not that you can't figure out how to get out of the house on time. It's just it's a potential friction point that could throw you off, that could throw off the consistency. So to remove that friction point, maybe you start setting out the things that you need the night before. And this is something that I'm really speaking from experience on this one. I'm currently training for my first ultra. And this week, I actually noticed that I would make the mistake this week, reflecting on last week, actually, I noticed I'd make the mistake of trying to get one last thing done in my workday before heading out for a run. And what would happen is that turns into 15 or 20 minutes, that one last thing. Now, 15 or 20 minutes, not a big deal, you would think initially, right? Except I usually finish my workday and then go for my run and then go pick up my kid from school. And I have to pick up my kid from school by a certain time. So that 15 minutes that I miss because I've been kind of dawdling, and I can take accountability and ownership of that, basically translated to, on a number of occasions, cutting my overall run distance short by a couple of miles. In fact, 1 week, it was like I'm behind like 4 miles for the week. Not the biggest deal in the world if it's 1 week, but when it's not consistent, when the things that we do consistently that support us, of course, add up to something good in the aggregate. But when it's consistent, the things we're doing that don't support us, it takes away in the aggregate, right? I can't do this every single week. It's a friction point that is potentially going to derail my consistency. So to remove that friction point, I actually put up a timer that's going to go off like 30 minutes before I'm ending my workday. And then that is going to be something that'll remind me if I'm, you know, in a vibe, working on something, all that, to, hey, Kate, stop. You're done here. Also, I am setting out my things the night before. So those two things combined. But identify and remove friction points. Third, and I won't spend a lot of time on this because people get it, but anytime you're putting things on calendars as if they are appointments that you have to keep, it's easier to have a mindset of consistency. It actually doesn't really matter what system you use, paper calendar, Google calendar, whatever works for you. I'm a paper calendar girl. I actually chose a year. It was several years ago. I was like, I've never adjusted to a digital calendar. That's it. This is the year I'm going to become a digital calendar person because I can see the convenience of it. I have this big paper calendar on my desk. And it obviously, if I had my calendar just right there on Google Calendar or something in my phone, so much easier to see what I have going on. People would ask me, oh, do you want to get together next week? And they'd whip out their phones and like be looking at their calendars on their phones. And I'm going, my paper calendar is at home. Hello. Hello. I'm from another generation. Anyway, I tried it for a year. Didn't work for me. I was constantly missing things. So I went back to paper. But anyway, when you're starting out a new habit or you're trying to be more consistent with something, it's a really common thing for people to just flat out forget something that they had intended to do because they're really settled into their current routines. So anytime you're putting things on calendars and putting them there like they're appointments you have to keep, it's easier to have a mindset of consistency. My friend Lara Heacock of Kind Over Matter says, what goes on the calendar gets done. And it's so simple, but so profound and so true. All right, fourth, when people ask you to take on something new, to get more consistent with the things that you are trying to prioritize and get consistent with, start responding to people with something like, let me check my calendar and my current workload and respond to you tomorrow with an update. even if you are 99% sure you can do it, like somebody asks you something and you're so clear, it's an easy yes. Even then, just get into the habit of saying something like, let me check my calendar, my current workload, and respond to you tomorrow with an update. Because what happens for a lot of people where they stop being consistent with the things that matter to them and the habits they're trying to set up is they say yes to something for someone else and then they compromise the thing they needed to do for themselves. Actually, I am literally having an aha moment sitting right here recording this podcast and realizing that the paper calendar might actually be one of the ways that I manage to stay consistent. And this has never occurred to me before, but I gave the example while low-key mocking myself for using a paper calendar that people will say, hey, can we get together on this date or can we do this or that or the other? And I'll say, I got to go home and check my paper calendar. But actually, it's occurring to me that that becomes the 24 hours for me. So it's kind of built in. This is hilarious. But all right, back to you. So you've probably had this happen before where you had every intention of being consistent with something and setting aside time for it. And then someone asked you to do something and the schedule got thrown off and then the consistency gets thrown off. When you're in the habit of having a plan for controlling the flow of tasks that come into your life, it's easier to be consistent. Obviously, sometimes shit happens, things can't be helped. But just saying you'll get back to someone the next day gives you that time to not only check your calendar, but also see if it's something that you have to do or want to do, and really be more in charge of not giving that automatic yes by accident and people pleasing, which sometimes happens. And if it is a situation where you really got to do something at the exact time that you have slotted in to stay consistent with another habit, giving it 24 hours also gives you that time to move the thing you're trying to be consistent around to another time slot. You have time to think about all sorts of things. It just gets you out of being reactive and you don't end up saying yes to a task when really you don't have the bandwidth to take it on. And again, the reality is that you will be thrown curveballs just by life that will test your consistency. You're going to get the last minute project at work. You're going to get the winter cold. Families are going to visit. Kids are going to be out of school. Routines get thrown off. But what you're trying to do here is you're trying to control the controllables, which are the requests on your time. And you're trying to be conscious about those things in relationship to the other things that you're trying to be consistent about. All right. So I have one more strategic thing to do to leverage this strength, which I think is the top strength to leverage in life, of consistency. And then I'm going to tell you about the decision. So here's the last thing. Have a way of recapping or debriefing or reviewing your week. My coach, Matthew Marzell, calls these integrity check-ins. The idea is that you're looking to both highlight and celebrate yourself for where you were consistent. And also see if there are any places where your words and actions didn't match, where you were out of integrity with yourself because you didn't do what you said you were going to do. This is an important action step to take each week because otherwise what happens is we have a very human tendency to overestimate what we did based on how hard it felt to do it. Seriously, think about this for a second. We tend to overestimate what we did based on how hard it felt to do it. If you are a parent right now and you have a kid that is at least of a certain age, I know you know what I'm talking about. They think that they worked so hard on like cleaning their room. How could you possibly say that the room is not clean? Because they really, really put the time in. Yeah, they're overestimating what they did because it felt hard to do it. So adults do that too. If it felt hard to integrate new habits into your life and you aren't doing a debrief where you look back over the week and see what in fact you did, then you'll likely think that you did more just because it felt challenging to do anything at all. Also, in the blur of the week, you're more likely to forget how often things are off track and not even realizing if a pattern is emerging. And in fact, it was doing this debrief, this integrity check-in with myself, where I saw clearly that I hadn't been stopping my workday on time. This 15, 20 minutes of delays in getting out for my training runs that I mentioned, this led to compressing my training so that I could pick up my kid on time. And, you know, if I had let several weeks go by without that debrief, I honestly might not have noticed it. Any parents with kids in school, you know that the hours between school pickup and bedtime can often be a blur between commutes and homework and family time and baths and dinner and kids complaining about dinner and picking up after dinner and kids going to bed. It's really a game changer, this cadence of a weekly check-in to look back over the week. And this is a check-in that really takes no more than like 5 minutes a week can show you something about how consistent you are. That's where I realized how often my mileage had been scaled back. So big, 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 big. All right, so developing the skill of consistency and really deciding, okay, I want to make consistency one of my strengths. I want to leverage it in my life. Get clear on the actions you're taking, plot them out, put it on calendars, you know, look for those friction points, all of that, debrief, recaps, things like that. And then taking that pause to respond before you say yes to something. But I promised at the top of this episode that I would share the number one decision to make that will end your problems with consistency in your life forever. And I know that is a bold claim, but here it is. Decide, as in right now, you make a decision that in order to be a person of integrity, it is unacceptable for you to justify, explain, excuse, water down, skip, or cut corners on something you're trying to be consistent with, unless there is an absolute emergency or extenuating circumstance out of your control. Big, but it will change your life. When you decide that it is unacceptable to water down or skip out on something you're trying to be consistent with, unless there's an absolute emergency or extenuating circumstance out of your control, it will change your life. Now, I think you probably know what an absolute emergency is or an extenuating circumstance outside of your control is, but just so we're clear, absolute emergencies and circumstances outside of your control are only those things that prevent you from being consistent, and there are no workarounds. So a last-minute project at work is not an absolute emergency, nor is it an extenuating circumstance outside your control. You might need to get the project done for work, and then to get the things done that you promised yourself you'd be consistent on, it might be a late night. So you dig deep, you find the grit and the resilience to decide that it is unacceptable for you to water down or skip or cut corners or justify quitting or anything on something you're trying to be consistent with, unless it's an absolute emergency, an extenuating circumstance outside your control. There are no workarounds. A work project where you have to work late is not in that category. Now, a kid who falls down and has to go to the emergency room, yeah, absolute emergency. It's right there in the name of the type of room. Getting COVID, bronchitis, a terrible flu, and you're training for a marathon, yeah, stay home. Like you can't do anything about the things that are absolutely beyond your control. If you get bronchitis, don't go for a run. You need to recover, right? Like you need to do the things that are good for your body. But you set a really high bar for accountability. Make a decision that for you personally, in order to be a person of integrity, it is just unacceptable for you to justify, explain, excuse, water down, skip, cut corners, any of that stuff with anything you're trying to be consistent with, unless there is an absolute emergency or extenuating circumstance out of your control that you cannot work around. This decision is a decision that only you can make for yourself. No one else can make it for you. No one else can hold you to that level. But I'm telling you, anyone who is consistent has defined for themselves that kind of a high bar. Setting such a high bar enables them to really cut the BS that would ultimately become a series of excuses for why something couldn't be done. I just think there's some level of human nature where if we allow ourselves too much wiggle room, we'll take it. But if we know that a boundary is really strong, we will make sure to show up. And I think of it like the policy that many doctor's offices have of, you know, charging someone for the appointment if they no-show and don't call to cancel. If you go to that type of doctor and you know that that's the policy, you are going to make it in and be on time for that doctor's appointment. If you tell yourself that you're going to be accountable to something and set a really high bar for accountability, where it's very clear that you can't opt out for something small, for a minor inconvenience, for a day where you just don't feel like it, you will follow through. So if you never want to have issues with consistency in your life, what decision will you make? Right here, right now, because it's not like you have to wait till tomorrow. It's not like you have to develop the whole skill of consistency first before you can make a decision about how high of a bar you will set for yourself and your personal accountability to being consistent. So, to recap, actions you can start taking today to leverage and grow that strength of consistency include getting clear on the actions you're going to take to become more consistent and actually mapping them out. So know what you're going to do and map it out, preferably on a calendar. Look for and anticipate and remove any friction points that might make it harder to meet your goal. Get into the habit of a pause. Get into the habit of responding to incoming requests for your time with a 24-hour delay before you commit or say yes. And debrief your week each week to see if you really were accountable for the thing you said you'd be consistent with. And if you really want to make sure you never have an issue with consistency again, define a high bar for being accountable to the things you want to be consistent around. And you do not cut corners, you do not wiggle out, defer, delay, skip, water it down, wiggle out, cut, you know, all the things. You don't do that unless it's a true emergency or a situation that you absolutely cannot control and there truly are no workarounds. I think you'll find that as you become more consistent in your life and the things that matter most to you, you'll not only feel more confident and capable because it will feel so good to see yourself following through, but you'll also see real measurable progress on those things precisely because you're being so consistent. So get ready to be a powerhouse. All right, that's today's episode of the Your Courageous Life podcast. Thank you for listening. To dive in deeper and continue the work, head on over to yourcourageouslife.com. See you there.